Well, we've been learning, seems like almost on a daily basis, some new information about the Department of Revenue and a lot of information that they seem to be gathering about pretty much everybody in the state of Missouri. Let's just walk through this, down this path, Senator. What do we know so far?
We know a lot more than we did just days ago. This all began, and probably some will recall, with a lawsuit that was filed in Stoddard County when a gentleman went in to, I believe it was to renew his concealed carry permit, and he was asked for his documents in order that they could be scanned. He might have been a little bit unique among the average citizen in that he knew that the laws in Missouri forbid the Department of Revenue to keep information, to collect information on individuals, and there's a reason for that. When there have been threats of data collection from either Homeland Security or any other federal legislative activity, Missourians have pushed back and said, we don't want a government that collects all of our personal data. And so we do have statutes in Missouri that direct that not be done. He knew that. He refused to give his documents to the Department of Revenue there in Stoddard County and in fact went to an attorney, where that attorney immediately went to the local prosecutor and filed a lawsuit against that particular fee office. Whether that was where that lawsuit ultimately should have been filed is up for debate, but that was the jurisdiction in which he was in, so it was kind of the only choice. What that did, though, was raise the issue and elevate it to where there were a number of us that found out about what had happened, and a temporary restraining order was issued, so it obviously had some legs. We began to talk to a number of senators and representatives, began to talk to the Department of Revenue. What we discovered just this week in some public hearings was that the Department of Revenue was not truthful in some of those conversations. There were a number of different stories that were told, whether they're intentionally deceptive or unintentionally, they turned out to be deceptive. So there's a great concern now that the Department of Revenue has been collecting personal information. We do know that as new equipment has been installed in the fee offices, that one of those pieces of new equipment is known as a biometric camera, which measures distances between your eyes or between your eyes and your nose or between your ears and equips any biometric recognition system to identify you. The department has offered some suggestions as to why they were doing that, and some of them have some credibility. The point is, as I read the law and as others have discussed the law with me, it's still in violation of Missouri statutes. I think it's something that is going to get more attention as we continue to look deeper and deeper. And I believe that what we're facing right now is the illustration of why our founding fathers never encouraged us to trust the federal government or any government without watching that government. As citizens, we have to remember that government really isn't supposed to be our friend. We can't assume that government is always going to do the right thing and that they're always going to do what is best in terms of protecting our freedoms and our liberties. My oath of office is to defend the Constitution. Well, actually, I think in Missouri it's to support the Constitution, but some states and some jurisdictions is to defend. Whether you're talking about supporting the Constitution or defending the Constitution, you have to ask yourself the question, what is a threat to the Constitution? And I'm certainly not a threat to our Constitution. Dean, I don't think you're a threat to our Constitution. The threat to any Constitution is the government that it constrains. The oath of office that we take as elected officials is not to defend government against the citizens, is to defend our constituents, the citizens, against government. I think this is an illustration of why that oath is so important and why we need to take it so seriously.
Mentioned on the floor this week some of the activities that were taking place that you've already mentioned. And I know I have seen, it was either somebody in the Department of Revenue or somebody who works for the fee office in question in Stoddard County saying that, yes, they were collecting the information, but it's not going to the federal government, which prompts the question, why are you collecting it and where is it going?
Exactly. And we are not satisfied with the answers that we as a legislative body have received there. Just last evening, I was talking to a group of senators as we discussed what steps we can take, where we can go now in order to fully investigate this. Because once you get to this point, especially in a bureaucracy, you find that there's a mad scramble to at least to obfuscate the truth, because there's always the fear that somebody's heads will roll. We are in a kind of a new era in government in Missouri since term limits took its greatest effect back in 2002, in that bureaucracies have become, I think, more and more entrenched and frankly less and less, I guess, fearful of the legislature, because they know now if they can just outlast, and I don't mean to impugn every bureaucrat. I mean, we have some great bureaucrats that do the best to fulfill their roles and to do the job just like they would in the private sector. But what we have is an institution that tends to relieve us of our freedoms. That's the nature of government. Nature of government is to relieve us of our freedoms, and that's why we have to prescribe for government in this country that its duty is to protect our freedoms, because its nature is not. And in that environment, there's a tendency for bureaucracies to begin to make decisions on their own, to presume that they have authorities that they do not have, and to find out that even if they might be brought before a hearing or brought before some committee or even exposed in some way, that it will go away. One of my concerns right now is how to determine a clear path to accountability in this issue. And it is complicated by the fact that none of us will be here very long, and all the bureaucracies know that we won't be here very long.
You mentioned talking with other senators about what the Senate can do. What can the Senate do? There are committees that have subpoena power. Do you think that would have to come into play at some point?
I think it will. We've discussed that, some of us privately and in small groups. Every committee in the Senate has subpoena power, and we also can put witnesses under oath. We have found that that does make a difference. Someone who knows they are under oath is a whole lot more reluctant to try to defend the institution that they work for than they would be if they were not under oath, because then they become personally culpable. They become much more forthright. I think some of that will happen. We're not sure yet exactly which committee we're going to use. We do have some government accountability committees. We have one that's a joint committee. I happen to serve on that committee, and we've discussed convening that committee and calling witnesses, putting them under oath, getting to the bottom of this. You mentioned earlier that we still don't have a full accounting of where this data goes. We do know that there is some stipulations on the company to which the data is being sent that they are supposed to destroy this data once they do certain things with it, which we don't all agree are lawful to begin with. One of the problems, though, is that there is no verification process, and nor do I know of any time that the state has even tried to verify that that data is, in fact, destroyed. We also know that the Department of Homeland Security has provided funding for some of the equipment that's being put into the fee offices. Even absent conspiracy theorists, there still are certainly questions that are unanswered.